This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Taylor Quimby in for Virginia Prescott. What do Katy Perry, Zooey Deschanel, James Franco, and pretty much all of the Kardashian clan have in common? They all tend to speak with something called a vocal fry.
I'm not staying here tonight, which is kind of like my, you know, motto.
I'm fine. I don't know. I'm a little nervous, but
it's just always nicer to do things together, you know.
In case you didn't catch that, vocal fry is when you lower your pitch until your words start to take on a throaty, creaking sound. Okay, I'm not really doing this properly. This is our producer, Logan Shannon. Why don't you give it a shot?
Taylor, your vocal fry needs some work.
Okay, that was perfect. Well, a new study shows that women who speak with vocal fry may actually have worse job prospects than their higher register peers. Olga Hazan, staff writer for The Atlantic, wrote about the study, and she joins us now. Hi, Olga.
Hi.
So first of all, what did these researchers do to test the effect a vocal fry might have on young job seekers?
So these researchers from the University of Miami and Duke invited seven men and seven women to say the phrase, "Thank you for considering me for this opportunity," in both their normal voice and then in a vocal fry type voice. And then they had 800 judges evaluate which of these voices they found to be more educated, competent, trustworthy, attractive, and appealing as a job candidate.
Okay, so I've got the vocal samples lined up right here, so we're going to take a listen. First, this is the male with no vocal fry.
Thank you for considering me for this opportunity.
Here's a male with the vocal fry reading the same sentence.
Thank you for considering me for this opportunity.
Okay, now here's a female with no vocal fry.
Thank you for considering me for this opportunity.
Okay, and finally, the female with the vocal fry.
Thank you for considering me for this opportunity.
Okay, there's something about, I mean, I even do this myself, but there's something about hearing it that way that I can sort of see why they would want to maybe test this. So what exactly did they find after people rated the different voice samples for hireability and other factors?
So perhaps unsurprisingly, they found that the normal voice was considered to be better for both the male and the female speakers.
Sure.
There was a slightly larger effect for the female speakers. So for a female who did the vocal fry, she was considered slightly less hireable than a man who did the vocal fry, if that makes sense. So it hurt the women more, basically. But specifically, the reason why they found them to be less hireable was because they were thought to be less trustworthy, among other factors. But that was sort of the most significant effect.
Less trustworthy. I would have thought maybe less professional sounding. You know, there's something that just sounds very young about the vocal fry.
Right. And so there was sort of a lot of kind of response in the linguistic community to this study that, well, you know, these people are sort of acting, so they might just kind of sound dumb or kind of like unnatural when they're you know, making these voices, because this isn't their natural voice. So that could be part of it.
Now, you said that the discrepancy was rather slight, but why do researchers think vocal fry was a little more damaging to female job seekers than it was for men?
So one theory is that we sort of like it when the opposite sex speaks with the tone that is sort of average for that sex.
Uh-huh.
So for men, that would be a lower register, and for women, that would be a little bit higher. And when women do the vocal fry, it actually drops their voice lower than what would be normal for either a man or a woman. So you're already expecting them to speak a little bit higher, but here they are, you know, talking in this deep, husky voice, and it kind of messes with your perception of who they are and what they're saying a little bit, I guess. And so that could be part of this discrepancy.
Now, there's a 2011 study, which has been referenced a lot in terms of vocal fry. It found that 2/3 of college-aged women exhibit it in some fashion or another. Now, I wanted to point out that this statistic was based off a very small sample. It looks like 34 women taken from all the same school in Long Island did this survey. Nevertheless, it does seem to be a mostly young person's trend. So I'm wondering if you think there's a generational aspect to maybe our fascination with vocal fry. It seems to be really trendy right now to talk about.
Well, you know, I mean, the way we speak is influenced by social norms. I mean, you see that with accents and with, you know, things like, you know, verbal crutches like, you know, and so it could be just that cool young people started doing Vocal Fry, you know, you mentioned Zooey Deschanel, I think, and Kesha, and it kind of took off. And so now college students are doing it kind of among themselves. But when they're being interviewed by sort of older professionals, you know, they're maybe not hip to this sort of trend. So it's actually working against them a little bit.
Do you think the opposite might be true, too, though, that somebody might know to use Vocal Fry when they're speaking to their peers, but then in a professional setting might put on their, you know, professional pants or their professional voice?
Well, yeah, I mean, let's hope they do, because apparently it would not work out very well for them if they didn't do that.
Last question. There's an article in the New York Times cites some linguists as saying that young women apparently tend to be something they call linguistic innovators, and that Vocal Fry may sound insecure or sound untrustworthy when we're listening to it, but it may actually be a sign of confidence in young women. So do you think as time goes on, we might see less stigma attached to it and it might get appropriated by the masses?
Right. So, yeah, there is this theory that women are sort of always ahead of the curve with language, and we always start using, you know, words and exhibiting trends before the men do. And there is some evidence that men have also started to vocally fry a little bit. So it could be a sign of this happening as sort of this like massive linguistic wave. So, yeah, before long, we could all be vocally frying and not really thinking much of it.
I love vocally frying as a verb. Olga Hazan, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Olga Hazan is a staff writer at The Atlantic. There is a wealth of articles on Vocal Fry and some pretty funny examples, too. We've collected them for you at wordofmouthradio.org.